Friend, you're so blessed to be a mother. You have an amazing gift in your family. Yet, you may feel like you have lost yourself. You feel alone, unfulfilled, busy catering to the demands and needs of your family, having no time to invest in yourself or to lean in to being the person you hunger to become. It's time to accept our reality, stop the mom guilt, and thrive in our everyday present. Mom, I'm here to remind you that you matter. You are a masterpiece. Your feelings, desires, unspoken needs, and all of you has a purpose. The story of a life that you are creating and living right now is irreplaceable. I'm here to walk with you and to cheer you on. It's my privilege to welcome you here to have a conversation about how we as moms can learn, grow, be nurtured, improve our mindsets, and apply the practical and life-changing strategies to make our life a little less hectic and a lot happier. I want to empower mothers to create a new standard, a standard of feeling beautiful, living well, showing up as their best self, and setting up a good example for our kids who will learn far more from what we do than what we say. In these podcasts, I will be chatting with other moms who will be sharing about their motherhood journey, how they are making themselves whole, pursuing their dreams while thriving as a mom. This is a safe place, without any judgments, shaming, and discrimination. Everyone is welcome here. We are on this journey together, girlfriend. I want to encourage you to let's rediscover our true self, reclaim our time, our energy, and care for ourselves to be the woman we want to be, and most of all, thrive. So let's rise up and show up as a better version of herself. I am Jennifer James, your wellness coach on the Holy Mom Chat. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Holy Mom Chat podcast. Today on the show, we have Lisa Trani on with us as a guest. Lisa is the owner of Finding Fabulous You, which handles public relations and social media for business in the area of Richmond, Virginia. She's also a fashion, beauty, and lifestyle influencer, blogger of Finding Fabulous You, which focuses on beauty and fashion for all ages. She's also a brand ambassador for beauty and lifestyle brands and is a columnist for Virginia Style Magazine. So welcome, Lisa.
Yes, thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Yes, and that was a brief introduction about you, but I would love to get to know you a little bit more.
Well, my name's Lisa Trani, and I've been living in Richmond, Virginia for about 30 years, originally from Maryland. I used to teach marketing and fashion merchandising at the high school level in Annapolis, Maryland. I went to school at James Madison University with a major in marketing and a minor in fashion merchandising. So I have a history of loving fashion and beauty. After my husband and I got married, his job took us down to Richmond, Virginia, where we started our family. And I put my career on hold, so to speak. And then we had another daughter after our first one. So I really kind of didn't do anything fashion or beauty oriented during that whole time that I raised my children. I didn't start my business, which is Finding Fabulous You, LLC, until 6 years ago. So I'm 57 now. So I was 51 when I started, after my friends and family members encouraged me to do something and to get myself out there again because I just loved fashion so much. And I took the plunge and I started a website, I started a blog, and I started my Instagram. And so that's really how it all started. And now I have 4 clients that I do for it's a small like public relations firm. I'm more of a publicist because I do social media and I do PR events for some of the clients. But my passion still is the fashion and beauty industry. So I still have my Finding Fabulous You blog and Instagram, and I'm a brand ambassador for some businesses that are local here, and also one that's a national company that sells caftans. But yeah, so it's grown into something that I really enjoy doing.
Amazing. So I was just amazed when I heard your story when we spoke initially. And I thought, yes, you have to be here and you need to talk to people about pursuing your dreams and not giving up. And even if that means starting that later on in life. So I'm so proud of you for not giving up and pursuing something even at age 51.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It was scary. I mean, to be honest, because everything even 6 years ago that was out there as far as Instagramming and blogging, wasn't really, I didn't fit into that box of the typical influencer. So I approached it very cautiously at first because I really didn't know how well it would be received because I'm a middle-aged woman and, you know, I don't look like Kim Kardashian and there's nothing wrong with that, but it just was not my genre.
Yeah.
And so I stuck with it. It was a slow process, but I leaned on, again, my family and friends. I tapped into people that I knew that had businesses in the community, whether it be a hair salon or a boutique or something like that, to start promote them in order to also build my brand.
Thank you for being vulnerable and sharing your honesty about how you felt emotionally. So I can imagine that it is scary. I think anytime we start something new, it is scary, no matter what age you are at, right?
Yes.
So I felt like that too when I was starting my business at 40. So I'm like, okay, I don't know how it's going to go, what's going to happen. But you have this passion and drive in you, right? That you want to do it because you just have those desires in you. So speak just a little bit about some more of that. You shared that scary was one of the emotions. And anything else that you felt, and how did you overcome those struggles?
Sure. I've always kind of been a people person. I didn't know how to go about maybe asking friends that owned businesses or people that I knew in the community how I could tap into their resources and also help them. So that was a little scary. I actually sat down and made a very primitive business strategy of people that I knew and respected in the community that I believed in their products or services. And that's where I started. So it was scary because I really didn't know. There wasn't really a plan out there for someone like me, 51 years old, trying to get started being an influencer and a blogger, when all you really saw even then was younger 20s and 30 year olds who were just tapping into a different audience. So that was a challenge. It was also challenging because I had been out of it for so long too, because, you know, all of the things that I knew, so much had changed. There wasn't even the internet when I went to school back in the Stone Ages. A lot had changed, so I had to do a lot of learning, a lot of researching. So yeah, it took a lot of work.
But you had that desire and that persistency and your determination to keep on going, because obviously I think that if you are coming from a place where, you know, you haven't done anything online, so learning all of that and then writing a blog and consistently doing that for 6 years, I think that speaks a lot.
Thank you. Yes. And I did get a lot of support, like I said, from family and friends that really encouraged me. There were moments when I thought, I can't do this. I'm not fitting into that mold. And who am I trying to kid? This is just not going to work. And I talked to my family and friends who really encouraged me. The more I really did whatever I wanted to do, the more I didn't really care about how many likes I got or how many followers I got, the better I became. I became more confident. And then it just was a natural progression from there. So I felt more comfortable with myself. Then I became more confident. So it kind of went hand in hand.
I think that's an amazing analogy that you gave right there, because it's not till we become comfortable with ourselves and confident in what we are doing and not really caring about, or just not letting the negativity of the other people are not getting the enough attention that we would like, or the likes or whatever, you know, based on social media followers.
Exactly.
So it's not that dictates our success or the confidence level. So it is more of what we believe in and what we want to continue doing that are our passions and desires consistently.
Absolutely. I felt, and I still feel very strongly about being genuine. And so it's very easy for me to promote a product or service or business that I believe in. I don't do any collaborations with anybody that I don't really believe in.
Yes.
And I don't connect with. And I think that that's key for me, because then it makes it easier. It makes it fun. And it brings, I think that people that know me can see very clearly that I believe in what I do.
I'm smiling here listening to you, because that's the first thing that I felt when I was talking to you, because this is how I, for my listeners, this is how I
do my guest interviews, I speak to the people first who I think would be a good fit. And then I like to have a conversation with them to see if our values match, because that's one of my strong values is being transparent and authentic. I understand that there has to be a fine line about sharing anything and everything about you, because I think sometimes authenticity is related to the fact that, oh, you're sharing all of your business on social media. I think that's not really what authenticity is. To me, is like you can feel the connection. And when people say something that they're doing, they do that. So keeping your word and just being real, but still holding your boundaries. So I think that's where healthy authenticity is. And that's how I felt connected with you too, because those are my values too. I don't collaborate with everybody either. And I don't invite every guest either. So till I feel like, okay, you know, you stand for what you believe in and our values collide.
Yes. So thank you for that. That's a great compliment. I appreciate that.
Yes. So tell me, how has that struggle and also overcoming those struggles impacted you as a woman?
I honestly feel better about myself now and who I am than I have any time before in my life. I feel as if I'm doing things on my terms, not necessarily what everybody else wants me to do. I don't regret one minute of staying home and raising my family. Family is everything to me. That was really important. And now I get to pursue something that's been a lifelong passion of mine as well. So I think it really makes me feel better about myself. And like I said, more confident, because it's not that I don't care what people think, but I'm doing it my way.
It also sounds like you're saying that you're doing it for yourself and not for others, or not for the approval or validation of others.
Exactly.
Okay, nice. So what have you learned about yourself during this process?
I think the biggest thing was confidence that I could do it, because I really didn't know if I could do this. And I'm 57 now. And I just said to my husband the other day, I am so happy with what I'm doing. I mean, there's some nights that most nights I'm up till 10 o'clock working on my computer. And, you know, when my kids were at home and little, I probably wouldn't have the opportunity to do that. So it's the right time of my life. I'm happy doing it. It's not work for me. Probably the biggest reward that I have is the relationship that I have with clients and the people that I'm involved with, because if I can help them in their business, which is their passion, it's so rewarding to me. Very rewarding. So
it's like you're fueling their passion too.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
And same for them to do the same for you too.
Yes. And I love the feeling of really helping small businesses, because they're coming to me for help, and I really think I can help them. And especially if I believe in what they're doing, it's so easy. I get excited about it. And so I just have a client in Blackstone, Virginia, and it's a family-owned high-end furniture company, and they are so delightful. I feel like I've become part of their family, because I go, I take content pictures, I'm putting on posts, we talk about life. It's just, it's become so enjoyable for me. It really has.
I think that's the beauty of being a small business owner as well, that, you know, it doesn't become like a business. It's not just work. You enjoy doing it because you're doing what you like to do.
Exactly.
Versus if you're working for a company and you're regretting doing that, right? So there is no joy in doing or putting in all that hard work.
Right, right. And a lot of times you're missing that personal connection, which for me, I love. And so it's just been very rewarding in a lot of different ways. It's been a lot of fun. And I would have never thought at the beginning of all this that I would have my own little business. It would be so amazing. So
that's great. So for women who are contemplating pursuing their dreams later in life, what would you like to share with them?
I would like to say, do not be afraid of taking a chance, because don't let the fear of the risk take it away from you. If you don't take the plunge, you'll never know. And you don't want to ever look back and say, I should have, what if? And I think really key is, if you have people in your life that are supportive, talk to them. And sometimes it's good to have a person that you know is going to support you, give you those pep talks and be there for you on the bad days as well as the good days. And just don't give up, because if you don't do it now, you might not ever get an opportunity to do it.
Mm-hmm. That's good advice. And also just to add to that, I think that sometimes we need to recognize that there's a season for everything. Like you said earlier, that, you know, you enjoyed raising your kids and you wouldn't have been able to do that if you had younger kids and you were dealing with that, because the time and priority would go to them. So I think that's also grace that we need to extend to ourselves, that, okay, we might feel like, oh, we wasted our time. But I think truly it's not really, we have to change our mindset and thinking those terms, right? That instead of having like a negative pity party sort of a thing, changing right. your mindset and thinking, okay, here I am right now, no matter what your age is and whoever is listening, you can start right now. Forget about what has happened or how much time has lapsed. You can make a change and take control of your life, because I believe in taking ownership of your life and designing the life that you want to live. And that starts today. And nobody else can do that for you except for you.
Exactly. You're 100% right.
Yes. So before we wrap it up, I was wondering if there are three pieces of wisdom that you would like to share with my listeners, other than those nuggets that you shared.
Yes. Well, I would have to go back to the one that's important for me, and that's be genuine and authentic. Because if you believe in something, again, it's very clear, and not only to yourself, but to other people. And I know that sounds very simple, but it is true. I think that if you really look at what you believe in, automatically have a passion for it, whether it's your spirituality or whatever in your life, which is also very important to me. I would have to say, be authentic, be genuine. Don't sell out to something that you might not truly feel comfortable with. It might not align with who you are and what you believe in.
The other two.
Okay. So the other two, I think I've already kind of touched base with. It was, don't let the fear of your age, especially, or what somebody else might look as a challenge, because sometimes that is the door that opens up for you. And I truly believe too that, you know, at the beginning of all this process for me, I thought that I was the only middle-aged influencer / blogger that would have an audience, like nobody would cut, and that's just not true. I mean, that there's a whole generation of people to tap into that are middle-aged, and middle-aged women. Never let that deter you from what you want to do. And then the last thing I have to really say is, you know, lean on your family and friends a lot, because it's a hard process, especially if you're an entrepreneur or you're starting your own business or whatever you plan on doing. It's good to, in my opinion, I'm a believer, so I have a very strong faith, and I also lean on my family and friends. So, and I love to say it's the whole process. So, because I think that once you realize you can rely on, with me, my faith and my family, I can't lose.
Yes. And I love that you include that, because for everybody that might look different, right?
Yes.
So whatever your values are, whatever your beliefs are, but I like to promote that as well, because if something is important to you, and if that includes your spirituality, lean in on that.
Absolutely.
Those are the things that gives me hope. Like, you know, I'm a believer as well. And I believe that, okay, God is the only one who gives me hope. He is my anchor and he's my strength. So thank you for sharing that. And I definitely believe that we are meant to be living in a community. And I think a lot of times, women especially, we tend to have our own self-limiting beliefs where we impose it on ourselves. Like you said earlier, you know, we need to overcome that and be a go-getter instead of saying, I cannot do this. This is going to be hard. Yes, it's going to be hard, but we have the capability and the stamina to do whatever we are called to do. So it's believing in ourselves and knowing that we are capable of showing up. So we just have to be determined to do that.
Absolutely.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Lisa, for joining me today. And I'm going to be including Lisa's information in my show notes. If you would like to connect with her, her website and her social media handles are going to be there in the show notes. Thank you again, Lisa.
Thank you so much, Jenny. It was my pleasure.
Mine too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for joining me in this episode today. I would so appreciate if you can share this podcast with other moms or moms-to-be. And if you have not already, please subscribe to my podcast on iTunes and leave a review. You know what? It would be fun if you can take a screenshot when you're listening to my podcast and tag me at Holy Mom. That's WholyMom. So my lovelies, I would like to encourage you, let's rise up and show up as a better version of ourselves. Because let's face it, nobody is better at being you than you. So let's do this. This is Jennifer James from the Holy Mom Chat.